We're here for another episode. I think it's episode 15, and we're going to be this week talking about antibiotics, but more so about antibiotics and how we abuse antibiotics. So it's antibiotics, abuse, resistance, and we got a very good guest speaker today for that who's going to be introduced in a few minutes. Also in the show, we have Mayan
Yes, I
Ridha.
can. Hello.
Hi, Maya. Hi, Ridha. Okay, fantastic. So we got all of the team ready. And we've got a little bit of a program lined up for you guys. But before that, Ridha and Maya has got some breaking news for you guys. Something that has probably happened in the last week or so, or I'll just say this week. And as you guys know, there has been a lot of competition about AI. First, there was Microsoft did their big gig and they launched the AI bit, and that has already had significant impact everywhere. Even when I go to the grocery now, people talk about AI. Forget about cars, airplanes, computers, phones having AI. And then after that, Google was very worried because they thought that they were behind the race and they launched their AI system. But now Maya and Ridha have got some information about Apple doing their stuff. So go on, Maya, tell us what's going on.
This is relevant because Monday, Apple is going to have their yearly Worldwide Developers Conference, where they're going to announce everything that they're going to be doing in the next year or so, like bringing in their own special version of artificial intelligence, which they're coining the AI and taking it as Apple Intelligence, partnered with OpenAI. They're going to update like the Siri so that she can do more things while you're using apps and things like that. Possibly a custom emoji generator. You can customize your home screen, app updates. So, just little things that they do, but they're calling it the M4 chips that they're going to have in Mac soon. It's looking like this technology is not going to be compatible with their older models of devices. Even the iPhone 15 won't really be compatible anymore. I think we can move to the next few slides or the video that Jeremy's going to show.
Powerful iPad ever is also the thinnest. All I ever need
is you. And a new integrated AI Apple coming around. So Apple want to do it on your phone, which is always very phone and some of your laptops and stuff, which is always very fancy dancy. It's always very nice having it on that, right? Rita, what do you think?
So I'm an Android person.
All right.
iPhone doesn't do it for me.
All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad you mentioned that. Android, that means the next gig is going to come from Sony, right? I forgot to mention we have also CU and Jeremy in the studios, and then the social media team also is here eyeballing with us, all the team there in the background looking at this. Okay, fantastic stuff. So we're excited to say the least. I'm sure we're going to be hearing this is just the beginning and there's going to be more. But let me move ahead and introduce our guest today. Today we have Akif. He is currently working as a virtual pharmacist assistant. He's got his MPhil pharmaceutical from Gomel University, where he also did his PharmD in 2018, 2023. Akif bhai, welcome, and thank you for preparing the slideshows and presentation today.
Hello, sir. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. I hope you all are good
We're
and
doing
doing
very
well.
good. We're doing very good.
Okay.
So you're a
Cool.
pharmacist. So tell me, last week we had an interesting event. It happened to be someone's B-day, and the staff today gave me a gift. And guess what it is? Can you see this? No? It's too far away. How about
Service.
this?
It's Xanax something. No
Right.
ganji.
Sustained release Xanax, 2 milligrams. And they said, oh, it's your
Yes.
coffee. So drink it, it's okay. So it's okay to drink it, right? With a bit of Xanax in it, right, Mr.
Sir, that depends on material in the container.
It depends on the
Yes.
material in the container as well.
Yes, sir.
But you gotta say for Dr. Khan, yeah, Khan is okay. Enjoy drink a little bit, enjoy your show. If you sleep, you got the team to look after the Xanax. And if I say something naughty, you'll understand. It's only the effect of the medication, right? I'm going to give a little bit to CU because she's anxious. I'm going to give a little bit to Jeremy. He's anxious. So why don't we all have a little bit of this? Go on, tell us about your presentation today, my friend. Let's start your presentation. See, you're going to be talking about antibiotics today. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
More so antibiotic resistance.
So today we will talking about antibiotics resistance, its effects, and the preventive measures that we can take to tackle this problem. So coming to the antibiotics, they are the medication, they are the medicines that are used to treat and prevent infectious diseases in human, animals, and plants as well. So they were discovered in the mid of the last century, and they proved to be like wonder drugs, because in the past, like small infections were going to kill the humans, and they were like very fatal in that time. But with the arrival of antibiotics, they changed the whole scenario. They became the saviors.
The one medication that has changed the landscape of human history is development of the antibiotics. And see you, Jeremy and Rita, social media team, want to put a video on before you go further. They want to show what they have got, and then we'll take it right from here, where you're going to talk about what is antibiotics. It treats infection. But what we are worried about is, why are the bugs becoming smarter?
How do antibiotics work? Pathogenic bacteria in the body cause infections, which can be treated by antibiotics. Antibiotics can be bacteriostatic or bactericidal. Bacteriostatic antibiotics slow the growth of bacteria by interfering with the processes the bacteria need to multiply. These processes include DNA replication, metabolism, e.g. enzyme activity, protein production. Bactericidal antibiotics kill the bacteria, for example by preventing the bacteria from making a cell wall. Penicillins are bactericidal. Penicillins include penicillin 5 for sore throats, amoxicillin for chest infections, and floxloxacillin for skin infections. Antibiotics can be so-called broad spectrum, affecting many different bacteria in your body, including useful bacteria in your gut. Some antibiotics are more narrow spectrum, only affecting one or two types of bacteria. It is better to use narrow spectrum antibiotics where possible. Most antibiotics have no effect on your immune system. Antibiotics do not work on viruses, because viruses have a different structure to bacteria. Viruses incorporate themselves into a host cell in your body in order to multiply. Bacteriostatic antibiotics that affect bacterial DNA, metabolism, or protein production do not attack body cells and therefore do not slow the growth of viruses. Viruses do not have a cell wall, and therefore bactericidal antibiotics that act on cell walls cannot kill viruses.
So after antibiotics, let's discuss the antibiotic resistance. So antibiotic resistance means when when the antibiotics no longer can produce their effect, either the bactericidal or bacteriostatic effect. So we can say that bacteria no longer respond to the antibiotics. They are no more prone to the antibiotics attack. So what happens that antibiotics become ineffective and infections become difficult or impossible to treat, so thereby increasing the risk of disease spread, severe illness, disability, and death. Now we have some certain bacteria that are resistant to multiple drugs. They are called multi-drug resistant strains, or they are also called superbugs in slang language. So coming to the main point, that how bacteria develop resistance. It is that resistant genes, sometime in a whole population of a bacteria, there might be some bacteria that possess few resistant genes, that possess those genes that enable the bacteria to fight the antibiotics. So when we apply antibiotics to these population of bacteria, what happens that the susceptible ones are killed by the antibiotics and the resistant ones are survive. So after their survival, they keep on growing their population, and hence like in this way, they become more and more in number. If you can see here in the on the slides, so like the red ones are the resistant strains and the other ones are the susceptible. So when antibiotics are applied, the susceptible ones are killed, and then on the, in the third stage, they keep on increasing their population, increasing their colony, and in this way they become like a whole bunch of colony of resistant strains. This is called the natural resistance, that when the resistant genes are naturally present in the bacteria. After the natural resistance, we have the another type of resistance, which is the acquired resistance. In the acquired resistance occur due to alteration in genome of a bacteria during replication, or we can call it mutation, that results in certain traits that gives the bacterium ability to resist antibiotics. Now, just remind yourself the Darwin's theory of survival of the fittest. What happens according to Darwin, that only those species survive who are the fittest, like, or we can say who make themselves more and more adaptive to the surrounding environment. So when bacteria are exposed to the antibiotics, what happens that they make themselves, they adapt themselves in such a way that they can fight off the antibiotics. And in this way, like the mutation occurs, and certain genes are produced, certain genes are made that can fight the antibiotics. When these genes are produced, they are passed on successively to their offsprings, to their daughter cells during the reproduction process. This is called the vertical gene transfer, that the genes, the resistant genes are now passed on to the successive generations of the bacteria. And now long-term use of antibiotics in such environment, bacteria keep on changing dramatically with more resistant microorganisms in proportion. So this is called the selection pressure, when bacteria change itself in the presence of antibiotics.
Very good.
So it is illegal to dispense antibiotics as over the counter or without a prescription.
Okay.
And even the regulatory authorities have made it mandatory to keep a register for antibiotics such a register for the narcotics and other things, but like they don't practice it.
But that happens also in other countries. UAE is another example. So Saudi, you can get it over the counter. I'm not sure. I can't remember Turkey. Can you get it over the counter? But in England, Germany, you cannot. In Canada, you cannot. But you can, if you go just south, Mexico, you can get over the counter medications. You can get. They can be shipped, they can be mailed, and I'm sure it's the same case in India. You can get them over the counters. There's no, and that is where there is part of the problem is. I'll later on tell another interesting story that I was working, I think in England or somewhere, and there was a case, and all the doctors had put their heads together because they were trying to fight an infection, and the woman was actually from India. And she told she, when they started going through her antibiotics, because the infection wouldn't eradicate, and she had taken every antibiotic you can name it. Every antibiotic she had tried it at one stage. So treating that infection became impossible. Just be mindful. It's not a bad idea if you take some antibiotics, write it somewhere that I took this and I was this. And especially in your health care diary, notebook, Apple, whatever you use, it's a smart thing. Now, you may not want to think it's important for you, but make sure for your loved ones, little kids or anything, it is important what antibiotic you take and what dose you take. Because when you come in the West, there is a way of tracking which antibiotics you've taken in the past through your pharmacists, and so you can track it a little bit. But if you come from outside any of those countries, like I'm saying, Saudi, UAE, there is no way you can track that, and it becomes a very big issue. It's the same like any time in your life, if you get a CT scan, keep a copy of it. Get a disc, keep a copy of your CT. It's always handy to have a base, your base CT or your base full blood test results, or with you, on you, or somewhere where it's accessible on your phone and stuff. Because you don't know where you're going to need it. I'll give you another example. I know a couple who actually traveled from abroad, came to the US, and the woman was involved in an accident, and she had to go to the nearest hospital. And they wanted, and she was pregnant. And she didn't have any records. And she had an underlying, because at that time she's unconscious, so she had an underlying heart condition. So you can very easily lose the baby just because the staff members were not aware of what had happened. So you take someone to anesthesia who's got a cardiac issue, it's a nightmare. It's not a nightmare. You're going to lose the baby. You can lose the person, the patient too, sometimes. So, and sometimes the person is not able to give their history. So smart idea, having access to your medical record at least, all right? And if you don't want to do it for yourself, make sure you do it for your kids. And that's where all of Akif's training and all of these points that are coming, being brought forward to you guys. Yes, it's okay getting antibiotics. Now, I see someone mentioned that, I have resistance to amoxicillin. It's very common to have resistance to penicillins or its derivatives. And that's how, once you start having resistance, it starts transmitting the other, these genes and codes, DNAs that Akif is talking about. You will develop resistance to Ceftinar next, you know, cephalosporins, and another group. And then you don't want to get into a state where you are MDR, multi-drug resistant, or you got a super bug now. A bug that's not going to, is going to laugh at all the light antibiotics. So very interesting, very good. And that's the whole point about this. I think giving the message out that what you got to do and how you got to prevent this, all right? And a lot of these talks are, we want you to become educated. I think that's important. But also, it's passing on this information to your next loved one or another family member. Or tell them, look, I've learned this and I've learned this. So I know Akif's got a lot, so we're going to probably try to go through. We got another video to present, Akif, by. So let's present the next, Ridha's team's going to present another one, and then we'll go on to discuss a little bit more about the antibiotics.
You've almost certainly taken them in the past, but how do antibiotics actually work? Antibiotics are natural compounds produced by certain bacteria and fungi. Scientists think they may use antibiotics as weapons against other microbes, or as chemical signals. We have harnessed the power of antibiotics as drugs to fight bacterial infections. Antibiotics target parts of bacterial cells that aren't found in human cells, but they don't work against viruses like colds and flu. Different kinds of antibiotics work in different ways. Many target the bacterium's cell wall, a tough outer coating that gives it strength and support. Without a cell wall, the bacteria burst open and die. Other antibiotics don't kill the bacteria directly, but stop them from reproducing, which slows down their growth. But there's a problem. Some bacteria are becoming resistant to antibiotics, meaning our drugs are no longer effective against them. This is very bad news. A world without antibiotics would be like going back to the Dark Ages. Simple operations or mild infections could kill. Today, 700,000 people around the world die every year because they become infected with resistant bacteria. By 2050, this figure could rise to 10 million, costing the global economy $100 trillion. A big part of the problem is the overuse of antibiotics. Antibiotics don't last forever, and bacteria do eventually develop resistance to our drugs. But by overusing antibiotics and overexposing bacteria to them, we've greatly accelerated this process. For example, over time, bacteria can evolve ways to pump antibiotics out of the cell, like bailing water from a sinking ship. Or they can produce chemicals, that target and neutralize antibiotic molecules. To make things worse, bacteria can also transfer genes for resistance between each other, and even to other species. This means that once resistance develops, it can spread very quickly. If you are infected by resistant bacteria, the only option is to give you different antibiotics in the hope that they will treat the infection. But some bacteria, like MRSA, are known as superbugs because they're resistant to multiple types of antibiotics. These bacteria are particularly dangerous because they're so difficult to treat, if they can be treated at all. But there are things we can do to slow down the emergence of resistance. We shouldn't demand antibiotics from doctors for viral infections like flu, because they won't work. We should only prescribe antibiotics when necessary. Sometimes it can be better to let the body fight off an infection on its own. And if you are prescribed antibiotics, you should finish the course even if you start feeling better. This is to make sure the treatment kills all the bacteria and doesn't leave any behind that could turn resistant. Worldwide, we need to reduce the amount of unnecessary antibiotics used in healthcare and farming. We also need to fund research to develop new drugs and improve our existing ones. Antibiotic resistance could develop into a global disaster, but if we act now, we can all make a difference and continue to use antibiotics as the life-saving drugs they are.
Okay, so that's good. Let's go to the next sort of slide so we can, Atipa can tell us about how we can prevent antibiotic resistance. Akifai?
So now talking about the factors leading to the antibiotic resistance, of course, these are the irrational use of antibiotics, especially for the viral infections. As we see in the video, that here it is very common that we take antibiotics for common flu and flu-like symptoms, which are mainly because of the viral infections. But we take antibiotics for such infections. Then we have overuse of antibiotics in livestock, incomplete treatment regimens, like not showing compliance to a treatment regimen. For example, if you are prescribed with 5 tablets, so when we take 3 tablets, our symptoms are a little bit relieved. So we discontinue the therapy. That is also causing antibiotic resistance. When we have poor sanitation and inadequate sterility measures in healthcare facilities, homes and farms, that causes infections, and also they are the carrier of antibiotic resistant bacteria. Then we have poor access to quality and affordable vaccines, diagnostics and medicines. Like in some part of the world, they have no access to the quality antibiotics. They have no diagnostics procedures and medications. That's why they can also cause the antibiotic resistance. And we have no lack of awareness and knowledge, poor surveillance and regulation for the antibiotic use.
Can I ask, I have a question. If you talk about livestock and you mention that if we give antibiotics to, let's say, animals, and we eat the meat of those antibiotics, whether they are on antibiotics, whether they have been steroids, whether they have been poorly fed with stuff, what do we think is the effect going to be? How do you know it's good meat? That's the question. How do you know that it is good meat to eat? How are you going to check?
It doesn't smell, it doesn't taste rotten or bad, something.
So you only will know after you have sacrificed the meat that you think it.
Yeah. Or we'll know a day after, I think.
I'd love to hear what Sophia and Shiza have to say. Sophia, tell us now.
So I was saying that it's very hard to tell if you're like getting the animal the last day. And the whole point of this Eid that we are celebrating is to sacrifice an animal that is close to your heart. Good. And that you are like feeding and bringing
Smart
them up.
Answer. Yes, Very, very.
So that is why, like, if you're bringing up the animal, you know that you're feeding them well and you're not giving them any antibiotics.
What a great answer.
That.
What a great, thoughtful answer. That's the whole hikmah behind it. That, you know, part of it is knowing what you, you know, and some of the prophets, they say they used to be shepherds and stuff. Don't you think they knew the animals themselves? How they, and Rida brought up a good point. It may be depressed. But Rita is not going to know when she's eating the meat that this is depressed animal meat from a depressed one, right? Because she's going to eat it. But what a good point you bring. If it's less than a day, you're not going to know. But it's why if you do your stuff early, you establish a little bond. And that bond is so, so, so critical. Very nice. I love that answer. Shehza, what do you think? Sometimes...
Sorry,
yeah, go on.
If it's wet, it doesn't smell bad.
Yeah.
That's how we know that it's good to go.
Yeah. Before the slaughter or afterwards?
After.
After the slaughter. Okay. Yeah. I must say there are some people who are very good at recognizing the quality of meat. Okay. There's one of the uncles I know. He's very smart. Every time he would see a meat, he would go to a shop. He would say, don't eat that one. Take this one or... Yeah, it's also an art, you know, it's because they've, but he himself he's a hunter. So he's very, 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 well, generally for me, it's time consuming, so I can't, but there's a group of friends who go out regularly and they would bring back meat and they love their hunting. It's like a big ordeal. It's all day. They would eat. They would obviously hunt, eat the fresh meat, take the kids, have barbecue, and it's hot now, but just the weather when it's right, they love to go and do, and they're on their bikes or cars, and they got the guns. That's the guns, Lexus, by the way. Yeah, the lovely state of guns. And I don't know how much they know, but they love their farms, they love the animals, they love their meat and stuff. And the barbecue is very big. So, and it's a festive as well. Yeah, that's the thing. That's why it's Texas. Wild Texas. That's more west,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, technically we're not the wild, wild west, but we are wild.
Yeah, well, Dallas is wild. There's always something going on. Okay, go on.
So that's how the resistant bacteria in the ecosystem, they spread. We can get them from the meat we eat, and we can get from the, like the plants, from the soil, from everywhere. And that's how they spread and circulate in the ecosystem.
Okay.
As you can see in the slide. And then we have the like the global impacts, the data that I collected. Overall, what happened, the antibiotic resistance, they can cause high fatality rate, they can elevate the healthcare costs, they can prolong the duration of therapy, and they can also result in the livestock losses. Some facts and figures in this regard, that 4.95 million estimated deaths, they were associated with the bacterial and antibiotic resistance in 2019, while 1.27 million deaths, they were directly caused by bacterial antibiotic resistance. Likewise, they also affect the economy. So the World Bank estimates that AMR antimicrobial resistance could result in $1 trillion additional healthcare cost by 2050, and so on. So the preventive measures that we can take in this regard are the, we can spread awareness and understanding of antibiotics resistance and highlighting factors that leads to resistance, like through communication, through education, and through training. We can strengthen the knowledge through surveillance and research, like we can spread the information on the incidence, prevalence, and elucidation of the resistance mechanism. We can reduce the incidence of infection through effective sanitation, hygiene, and infection prevention measures. They are also going to help us in the like preventing antibiotic resistance. Immunization drives vaccination where needed, optimize and ensure rational use of antibiotics in human and animals, And then the strict regulations on the antibiotic use ensure accessibility to quality and effective antibiotics where needed. And then the new drug discovery. So globally, the World Antimicrobial Awareness Week is observed, and that is from 18 November to 24 November each year. And the last slide, it's about the prevention of antibiotic resistance, is the role of genome sequencing. So you all will be familiar with this technology, that in the genome sequencing, we study the genome of any cell. So in the aspect context of antibiotic resistance, we can identify the resistant strains, we can identify the resistant genes of a resistant bacteria, we can study them, we can study the the sequence of the genes, and thereby they can help us in the prevention of antibiotic resistance. And in 2018, a multi-drug resistant Salmonella Newport was identified in the US. So the illnesses were linked to beef consumed in the United States. So actually this bacteria was present in the beef that was consumed there, this was identified by using the genome sequencing. So we can use this technology to prevent the antibiotic resistance.
If there's any questions for Akif on the topic, please let us know. As Akif, that was really brilliant. It was very, very good. Thank you for your effort. I think it, time flies by very quickly. We don't realize it, and it's almost an hour. So just a thank you note. Thank you very much for appreciating that. Just remember, see you here, Jeremy, Rida, and Maya, the rest of the team, Hafsa, Abdullah, all of these members at the back do quite an amazing job, and we sort of reap the fruits of it. But thank you very much. I want to make sure we thank them. Next week we have another guest who's going to be talking about Dr. Hu, who is a plastic surgeon, and he's going to be talking about cosmetic surgery, and that's going to be our focus of attention next week. So if you have any questions about the topic, please email us. Our team will pick them up and we'll be happy to answer. I don't know, this should be a very interesting topic. If it's about cosmetic surgery, you want Botox surgery, you want eye surgery, you want facial surgery, there is reconstructive surgery, they talk about that. The big ones are the breast reconstruction and the tummy tucks. Those are very, very big. But if any of you had thought about it and have a question, you can just send us a question. You don't need to mention the name, and we'd be happy to talk. So he has parted on a brilliant little message, how to prevent antibiotic resistance. You could follow the recommendations. We'll conclude with that, and we'll see you next week, hopefully. Have a blessed week. And oh, by the way, the other little point that I wanted to share was, if you have any videos that is your own and you want to share them, email them to americanmuslimtoday@gmail.com. Share your original videos. Our team has been doing a fabulous job on putting them on the videos. Some of the videos are getting over 100,000 views and stuff, which is also fantastic. Some go on to TikTok and different categories, and they're being broadcasted and being portrayed. And just being us, we should be able to have enough material or sufficient material that we can put out to the community and share. So if you have anything on an interesting video, don't forget to email it to us, and just can put it to attention video team, and we'll be happy to publish it and broadcast it where it's needed. Be happy to do that too. We'll be happy to edit. Okay, with that, we conclude. Stay blessed. Thank you very much, everyone. And we'll catch up next weekend. After that, we'll have a little probably break, but next weekend we'll see you at Friday, 3 p.m.